This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 7:02. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Thursday, July 3rd. Our full weather forecast is on the way heading into the holiday weekend. We'll be checking in live. Get the forecast. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Ross Jansen coming up. A young staff member for Kansas Congressman Ron Estes was shot and killed. Congressional intern Eric Tarpanium Yakum was killed in a triple shooting in Washington, D.C. His friend Philip Peterson describes the victim.
He was honest, hardworking, smart. He didn't treat you differently based on your position. He didn't say one thing to your face and then say something to others. He would actively work to build you up and build others up.
The victim was interning for Congressman Ron Estes. Two other victims of the shooting were hospitalized. It happened about 10:30 Monday night. Multiple suspects emerged from a vehicle, opening fire on a group of people. Tarpanium Yakum was not the intended target of the gunfire. A portion of I-235 was shut down for a time yesterday afternoon after City of Wichita says one of its water distribution trucks dumped evacuated material on the interstate. The Kansas Department of Transportation was called in to clean up the spill, had to use bulldozers to do that. The Independence Day federal holiday is tomorrow. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu spoke with KNSS News about her gratitude as a product of Wichita Public Schools and the taxpayers who support our education system.
Thank you very much for investing in me and investing in young people like me so that you could have someday a return on your investment by young people becoming productive community members. And so being an American just means a lot to me. I'm so grateful again that my family had the opportunity to immigrate here. And I am just a very proud American, and we should all be very thankful this 4th of July.
Tomorrow marking 249 years as a nation for the United States of America. The U.S. government is preparing to breed billions of flies and dump them out of airplanes over Mexico and southern Texas, trying to fight a flesh-eating maggot. It's part of the government's plans for protecting the U.S. from a bug that could devastate the beef industry, decimate wildlife, and even kill household pets. The targeted pest is something we've talked about on the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler here on KNSS, the flesh-eating larva of the New World screwworm fly. The U.S. Department of Agriculture plans to ramp up the breeding and distribution of adult male flies, sterilizing them with radiation before they're released. They mate with the females in the wild, and then the eggs laid by the female aren't fertilized and do not hatch. There are fewer larvae, and over time, the fly population dies out. It's certainly more environmentally friendly than spraying the pest into oblivion. And it's how the U.S. and other nations north of Panama eradicate the same pest decades ago. Sterile flies from a factory in Panama kept the flies contained there for years, but the pest did appear in southern Mexico late last year. One retired farmer from western Kansas recalled infected cattle as a youngster on his family farm. He said it smelled nasty, like rotting meat. In one sense, raising a large colony of flies is relatively easy, said Cassandra Olds, an assistant professor of entomology at Kansas State University. But, she added, you've got to give the female the cues that she needs to lay her eggs, and then the larvae have to have enough nutrients. Well, fly factories once fed larvae horse meat and honey, but now they have moved to a mix of dried eggs and either honey or molasses for those nutrients. We'll be taking a look at the founding fathers of the United States as we head into July 4th tomorrow. And our live forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Ross Jansen is just a few minutes away. We'll be talking with Ross live. KNSS News Time is 7:06. It's 7:09 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The seven founding fathers of the United States, widely regarded as having made the most significant contribution to securing independence from Great Britain and establishing the United States government. They are John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, John Jay, and Alexander Hamilton.
Four of those men became president, and all but one had connections to the military. Washington, the nation's first president, has a rich military background. In 1753, Virginia's governor appointed him to be a surveyor with the rank of major. During the French and Indian War, Washington and his militia joined British Army General Edward Broderick's troops to expel the French from the Ohio River Valley. When the Continental Congress sought a commander for the Colonial Army in 1775, Washington was selected because of his extensive militia service during the French and Indian War. Washington was defending New York City in July of 1776, so he didn't sign the Declaration of Independence at the time of its adoption on July 4th. He received a copy of the Declaration from John Hancock and ordered it be read out loud to his troops assembled in the parade grounds of Lower Manhattan on July 9, 1776. Washington and 38 others signed the Constitution on September 17, 1787, and presided over the debate of that document. Be sure to read more about our founding fathers in the post on our webpage. This salute to service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage, knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
It's 7:11 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We've got some fairly heavy traffic right now on Broadway in the downtown area. This is southbound, pretty close to Kellogg. Other than that, things are looking okay out there, but taking a look at those traffic cameras, starting to get some fairly heavy traffic here and there on the highways in the Wichita area, so those traffic volumes really are picking up out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now let's get the live forecast. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Ross Jansen. Hello, Ross.
Well, happy Friday, 4th of July Eve to you, Ted. Things are looking good today. We're gearing up for what should be another humid afternoon, and we're going to have a bit of a south breeze, kind of gusty throughout the day, but not anything that we can't deal with here in Kansas. And I think we're going to see a high up close to 90 degrees, so basically where yesterday left off. And there could be a pop-up shower to the south of Wichita with all this heat and humidity hanging around. You might see something pop up on radar. Again, that would be south of Wichita. Wouldn't be anything severe. It will die off at sunset tonight. And then we're gearing up for what should be a slightly cooler day on the 4th of July. Not very often that we get to say that, but 85 for a high tomorrow. And a chance for thunderstorms on the way. We think there could be a few pop-up ones in the afternoon, but when you're getting ready to shoot off your fireworks tomorrow night around Wichita, we're in good shape. There'll be a light south breeze, the temperature upper 70s. Thunderstorms become a little bit more likely moving into the early morning hours of Saturday, but even then, doesn't look like anything severe, also doesn't look like anything widespread. And going through the holiday weekend, highs will hover around 90 degrees with a storm chance early Saturday. And then beyond that, we might see something very late Sunday night. But I don't think we're going to have a ton of rain in this holiday weekend forecast. Something else to look forward to tomorrow night while you're looking up at your fireworks and seeing all those beautiful colors and everything. The Starlink satellites are going to be visible at 9:45. And I bring this up because we get a lot of questions about this at the TV station. You know, they see this string of lights crossing the sky for 3 or 4 minutes and wondering what that is. Well, tomorrow night, 9:45, look to the southwest. You'll follow it to the northeast. They'll be visible for about 5 minutes, and then they'll be gone, just like that. Kind of like our holiday weekend. If you blink, it's over.
And you're right.
Right now in Wichita, it's 70 degrees.
Yeah, with so many people, you know, looking up at the sky tomorrow night, just about at that time, that will be an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah, assuming we don't have too many clouds, I think it really puts on kind of an interesting show. And you know that's what it is because it forms this solid line. And we get a lot of pictures and a lot of people wanting us to confirm was that Starlink. And just a quick glance at the picture and we know. So, again, look southwest. They'll be traveling northeast. You only have 5 minutes. And then it's over with.
Yeah, it's not those K-Witch news drones on the line.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, those are up there for hours and hours and hours. These are only visible for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then,
we're not spying on anybody.
No. It's not swanky just messing around with you. It's actually.
Yeah, we're not scoping it out, making sure everybody's shooting those 6-foot fireworks and following the rules. This is something very different.
All right, thanks for the update, Ross, and you have a great July 4th holiday weekend.
Yeah, you guys too. Have a good one.
You got it. And we'll be catching up with you again on Monday morning with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. That is the live forecast from Storm Team 12 meteorologist Ross Jansen. Every weekday morning at this time, right here with Steve and Ted. 7:15 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, getting ready for Independence Day tomorrow. And it's July 4th, but July 3rd does have some significance as well.
Okay.
So let's look back at July 3rd. And go back 2 years before 1776. How about what happened on July 3rd, 1774? That was the drafting of the Fairfax Resolves by George Washington and George Mason.
Okay.
And that and elections were ordered by Lord Dunmore in Virginia. Some colonists began calling for a boycott of British goods in response to the Intolerable Acts. Of course, all that was just leading up to...
Right.
Declaring independence, but those Fairfax Resolves were, once again, just kind of listing on paper the grievances that I think at that time Virginia had with the British crown. George Washington was one of the people that helped write that. Very interesting. All right, then we flash forward one more year, July 3rd, 1775. We told you yesterday kind of the preface of that, but George Washington, for the first time, was getting his troops together. He arrived. Yesterday was the anniversary of his arrival, and today is the anniversary of the day he actually met his troops for the first time ever. Drummers and fifers filled the air with music as George Washington reviewed the ragtag troops who were laying siege to British-held Boston. From his headquarters, Washington issued his general orders. He ordered the repositioning of regiments to guard against a sudden British attack. The Massachusetts Provincial Congress presented an address to General Washington, welcoming him and acknowledging the youth and inexperience of the army he had been given. That was this day, July 3rd in 1775. And then we flash forward another year to July 3rd, 1776. Now, the day before, the Congress had voted to declare independence from Great Britain. And that passed 12 colonies voting yay, New York abstaining. So there were no nay votes, so that's why it was unanimous in favor of independence. And so then what'd they do on July 3rd? What did they do the following day? Well, it sounds like it was a down day. I don't think they did much.
Okay.
Because it was the following day when they voted and approved the document.
Right.
Which is why we celebrate July 4th. But on July 3rd, here's what John Adams wrote a letter to his wife Abigail, reflecting on the momentous events that had led up to this. the Continental Congress voting for independence on July 2nd, which John Adams predicted would be the date that everybody would celebrate.
Yeah.
He missed it by one day.
Nope.
He missed it by two days.
2 days, a little off.
He did anticipate big celebrations on July 2nd. He thought that would be the day, marking it with solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty and pomp and parade. Well, that's what we do on the 4th.
Yeah.
So there you go. So that's what was going on July 3rd on these few years leading up to 1776, following the big vote on the 4th, adopting the Declaration of Independence. It is 7:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's see what's going on in sports. Minor League Baseball, Wichita losing 2-1 at Tulsa last night. First place Wind Surge now tied with Tulsa atop the division at 5-3. Wichita in Tulsa for one more game of this series tonight, but then Wichita comes home for three straight games against Tulsa. Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, downtown at Equity Bank Park to start a 9-game homestand. Tomorrow night, Friday, 6:35, Independence Day Spectacular. The Wind Surge has a post-game fireworks show at the stadium. And if you'd like to stay at the stadium, you have a great view of the city's Red, White, and Boom fireworks show at the Kennedy Plaza downtown. So you can see two for the price of one right there. So that's what's tomorrow night. And Saturday night at 6:05, it's Christmas in July, another post-game fireworks show for the Surge. And the first 2,000 fans that show up tomorrow night, I'm sorry, show up Saturday night, get Wind Surge Christmas boxer shorts. And then on Sunday afternoon, that series with Tulsa wraps up at 1:05 in the middle of that 9-game homestand. Major League Baseball last night, the Kansas City Royals visiting the second-place Seattle Mariners. Again, boy, the Royals' offense had trouble piling together too much last night. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The Royals fell short in their late comeback bid, falling 3-2 to the Mariners. KC put up a first-inning run on a Salvador Perez RBI single. It was Salvi's fourth hit and fourth RBI of the series. Seattle tied it 1-1 in the sixth on a Randy Arozarena homer, his fourth of the series. Seattle went up 3-1 with two in the seventh. Salvi drove in his second run of the night, his fifth of the series, with an eighth-inning single, but the Royals fell short, final 3-2 Seattle.
All right, the Royals have lost 9 of 11. KC is in Seattle for one more, really late tonight, starting at 9 o'clock, after 9 o'clock. That's on KFH, 97.5 and 1240. Wrap up that four-game series. And then KC will move on to Phoenix, taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks Friday night, Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. All those games for the Royals are on KFH. Some more developments on the O.J. Simpson estate.
Legal wrangling over the estate of O.J. Simpson continues following the sale of Simpson's items, including sports memorabilia, earlier this year. Simpson, who died in April of last year, was acquitted in the 1994 murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman. While he was found not guilty in the criminal case, Simpson was found liable in a civil suit in order to pay both families $33.5 million. The money was never paid, and over the years, the amount increased due to interest owed. Goldman's father, Fred Goldman, filed a creditor's claim of $117 million against the Simpson estate last July. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a happy birthday today to one of the Shocker baseball all-time greats, pitcher Shane Dennis, is 54 years old today. Left-handed pitcher in his senior year, he was named first-team All-American. 9-2 with a 1.35 earned run average. Still the lowest ERA for a starting pitcher in Shocker baseball history. His sophomore year, he was 13-2. He pitched on three Shocker teams that went to the College World Series. Drafted by the San Diego Padres in the fourth round, played four seasons in that organization, then played professionally in Japan. He was a high school legend at Uniontown High School in the eastern part of the state. His dad pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals. Never got called up to the big leagues. Shocker legend, left-handed pitcher Shane Dennis. It's his birthday. He is 54 today.
And happy birthday, Shane.
Yeah, that's Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. Located in Northeast Wichita, Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. And sports brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company. WBC celebrating the 4th with $4 beers all the way through Sunday, July 6th at all three brew pubs. What a great idea for your out-of-town visitors. Wichita Brewing Company, $4 beers all the way through Sunday, July 6th. Nice. It is 7:23 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a traffic and weather update. And stay safe when you're grilling to celebrate the 4th of July. That's your house call for help coming up next, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Thursday, July 3rd. Currently in Wichita, 91% humidity, a sunny sky. It is 70 degrees. President Trump is kicking off Independence Day celebrations this evening in Iowa.
President Trump will take the stage at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines tonight. Part of what he says is the very beginning of the celebration of America's 250th anniversary. That milestone is next year, but the Trump administration is planning a year of events. In a social media post this week, the president said he will talk about great things he's doing on trade, especially as it relates to farmers. President Trump carried Iowa in each of his three presidential bids. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The wheat harvest continues here in the state, despite some weather conditions slowing down in some areas. Muddy fields, the biggest challenge. In Pawnee County in west central Kansas, yields are between 20 and 60 bushels per acre. That's better than the last couple of drought years, and the co-op has already taken in more wheat than it did last year. The Independence Day federal holiday is tomorrow. Sedgwick County Commission Chairman Ryan Beatty spoke with KNSS News about the holiday.
We don't cast a stain on the American idea just because of someone that's sitting in an elected office. Will continue to be great. And that's the burden of today's generation of leaders, is to continue to speak these ideas and speak these hopes into a new generation so they understand that what we have here is special. And because what we have is so special, we have to defend it. And we have to defend the rights of people to have expression and speech. But we have to keep talking about what's great about this country. So I love 4th of July.
Tomorrow, marking 249 years as a nation for the United States of America. A new survey from Finance Buzz says Wichita is the second most boring city in the nation. That conclusion is based on factors such as the makeup of the population, the culinary scene, nightlife, and access to recreational activities. Jacksonville, Florida finished number one on that list as the most boring city in the United States. They have an NFL franchise.
Yep.
Corpus Christi, Texas in third behind Wichita. Also among the top 20, Oklahoma City at number 7, Colorado Springs at number 14, Tulsa at number 15. I'm going to tell you right now, I think all those cities are fantastic. I don't think they're boring at all. You can see a full list, at financebuzz.com. And when it comes to Wichita, the survey noted that, quote, while the population makeup of the city and the availability of outdoor recreation activities stack up fairly well with other cities, food and tourism are where Wichita falters.
Boo.
Unquote. Exactly. Most generally agree in terms of how they vote. You can pretty much draw it on party lines for the Kansas congressional delegation. The two senators in Kansas and the four representatives in the nation's capital, not unanimous in their views on President Trump's spending plan, the Big Beautiful Bill. As expected, the Republican senators, Dr. Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran, did contribute to the plan's narrow advancement from the Senate. Now it's in the House of Representatives. The bill likely will get a final stamp of approval from Representatives Ron Estes, Tracy Mann, and Derek Schmidt. The only Democrat in the Kansas delegation is Sharice Davids. Separate from the five Republicans, she has strong opposition to the bill, touted for tax cuts and tightened border security, but she does call out the proposed cuts to federal programs like Medicaid and SNAP and for the projected multi-trillion dollar increase to the national deficit. Four people dead, dozens more missing after a ferry sinks in Indonesia.
At least 31 people have been recovered alive after Wednesday night's sinking, but many of the ferry's 53 passengers and 12 crew are still unaccounted for. The KMP Tunu Pratama Jaya sank half an hour after leaving port on a 30-mile crossing from one Indonesian island to another. It was travelling between East Java and the popular resort Isle of Bali. Rescue work has been hampered by rough seas and bad weather, but the forecast is improving. Many of those pulled out alive were unconscious, having been in the sea for hours. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The mystery behind native Kansan Amelia Earhart and her missing plane, it always seems to be at the forefront of the news.
It's been 88 years since the legendary aviator disappeared over the Pacific Ocean, and a new effort to locate her lost aircraft is in the works, thanks to recent physical evidence and satellite images of an unknown object that might very well be the Lockheed Electra. The Purdue Research Foundation and Archaeological Legacy Institute are teaming up on the Terea Object Expedition in the Pacific island of Nikumaroro in November. Earhart had close ties with Purdue University. It provided not only funding for her attempt to become the first female pilot to fly around the world, but also the Electra. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Senior citizens here in the U.S., maybe they've found a new popular destination.
The town once known as Dirty Myrtle is now morphing into more like Mellow Myrtle. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, now the fastest growing metro area for seniors. The senior population there up more than 22% in the 20s. Once known for its rowdy biker nightclubs and strip joints, the beachy metro area boasts a mile-long boardwalk, diners, pickleball courts. COVID contributed when repeat vacationers decided, hey, just move to Myrtle. As the beach information officer pitches, the climate's great, taxes are low, recreation, dining, and shopping, and senior power is only growing. In 2020, older adults outnumbered kids in only three states, Maine, Vermont, and Florida. Now it's 11 states. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
There's another city I like, Myrtle Beach. All right, let's take a look at our weather forecast heading into the holiday tomorrow. Let's check in. Storm Team 12, Jake Dunn.
Sunny skies turn partly cloudy today. South winds 10 to 20 and a little gusty, high 89. Continued partly cloudy tonight, overnight low 70. Partly cloudy on the 4th of July. An isolated afternoon thunderstorm cannot be ruled out, but the evening looks dry. We'll go for a high of 85. Morning storms on Saturday, then partly cloudy with a high of 90. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, we have 91% humidity. Sunny sky, a breeze out of the southeast. It is 72 degrees here on this Thursday morning at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:38 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. If you're downtown, I'm sure you've seen the old fountain and McLean Park honoring Benjamin McLean right there at Douglas and McLean Boulevard. And they built all those new apartment buildings, but they did not move the fountain.
Nope.
It's still sitting where it always is. I'm sure they probably would rather have had it moved, but the fountain stays right where it is. And it's been a long time since I've seen it lit up. But when you've seen it at night and they light it up, it still looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
In fact, tomorrow, July 4th, marks 90 years of the lit fountain. At the end of the Douglas Avenue Bridge, it was turned on for the first time ever 90 years ago on the night of July the 4th. So check that out. Maybe they should light it up this weekend. They should.
Yeah.
The lighted fountain honoring Benjamin McLean. And McLean right there at Douglas and McLean Boulevard in downtown Wichita, celebrating its 90th anniversary tomorrow. And as far as fireworks shows go, as we've been telling you, the Wichita Wind Surge baseball team has post-game fireworks tomorrow night on the 4th. And they'll also have another one on Saturday the 5th. And you can, it's also, if you want to sit there, you can also watch the city's fireworks show, the annual Red, White, and Boom, which is on Friday night. It's back. It comes back with a new location. The fireworks will launch tomorrow night at 9:30. From the Garvey Center Twin Towers in downtown Wichita. The Kennedy Plaza and Century 2, that's your viewing area for Red, White, and Boom, and that is a new development this year. It's all free, family-friendly environment, food vendors, music, everything you want. Fireworks music is synced up on an app. You can bring your lawn chair and enjoy This celebration of pride and patriotism, red, white, and boom, new location, gathering at the Kennedy Plaza at Century 2 downtown tomorrow night at 9:30 as the fireworks are shot off from the Garvey Center Twin Towers.
Yeah.
So that's your red, white, and boom tomorrow activities for the 4th of July. And then now here's the deal with Cowtown. Cowtown is closed on the 4th. So Cowtown is closed tomorrow on Friday. Cowtown is having its big celebration on Saturday the 5th. It's in its annual Independence Day event from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday. And you can celebrate Independence Day like they did in the Old West. All the buildings will be festooned with patriotic flags and bunting as the town people gather to celebrate America. You can have entertainment from the Daisy Longstem's Saloon Girls, mini melodrama skits by the Empire House Players, an old-timey medicine show.
Hmm.
The Cowtown Vintage Baseball Club will play exhibition matches at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Saturday, according to rules from the 1860s and 1870s. And guests can also watch the churchgoers' temperance march on the saloon and the ensuing gunfight.
Awesome.
You can take part in the traditional summer games like horseshoes and sack races. They'll also have wagon rides and more. At noon, there's going to be a reading of the Declaration of Independence. And there's vendors and there's barbecue. So, hey, that's your big whoop-de-doo on Saturday.
Yeah.
Celebrate America at Old Cowtown Museum.
If you want a shindig or a hootenanny.
Yeah. That's your place
Cowtown.
To be. That's what Cowtown's doing after being closed on Friday. Their big deal is Saturday. It is 7:42 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We will have a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal coming up. We'll take a look at redesigning that door plug. Spirit and Boeing trying to work out that problem. We'll have that coming up shortly. KNSS News Time is 7:42. KNSS 7:47 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A Wichita Business Journal update is just minutes away. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
A young staff member for Kansas Congressman Ron Estes was shot and killed Monday night in Washington, D.C.
Two.
Nearly 4,000 people a day are going to be using Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport throughout the holiday weekend.
One.
Aerial fireworks are being sold in Wichita for the first time in the city limits. They can legally be set off today, tomorrow, and Saturday, 10 a.m. to midnight. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Heavy traffic volume slowing things down in the road construction. This is on the ramp from I-235 northbound over to eastbound K-96. We also still have that stalled out vehicle eastbound on Kellogg, and that's pretty close to I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And looking at your weather forecast heading into the holiday tomorrow, a bit of a gusty wind from the south today, high of 89 degrees, becoming partly cloudy. Still partly cloudy tonight, overnight low down to 70. Then for July 4th tomorrow, partly cloudy, high on Independence Day, 85 tomorrow. And then some morning storms Saturday, giving way to a partly cloudy day, a high Saturday, 90. Currently in Wichita, we have 91% humidity, a breeze out of the southeast. Sunny sky, it is 72 degrees. Here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:48 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Red Panda got hurt. We've seen her perform at Shocker games many, many times throughout the years. She is fantastic. She gets on those unicycles that are, 12, 15, 20 feet. It's amazing. She props herself up on those unicycles and wheels around many, many feet above the ground, and she always does a great job. She fell off her unicycle and crashed to the court during halftime of the WNBA Commissioner's Cup final this week. she wasn't able to finish the show. I mean, she's so far up there, if she falls, she's probably going to break something. No immediate word on the extent of her injury. She appeared to be grabbing her left wrist after the fall. She fell forward off the unicycle onto the court and was helped off the floor by wheelchair in Minneapolis, in Minnesota. She goes by Red Panda. That's her stage name. Her real name is Rong Niu. She's a Chinese-American woman, comes from a family of performing acrobats. She rides on her custom-built unicycle. I guess I exaggerated on the height. It says here it's 8 feet above the court. It seems like it's 15 or 20, but she's 8 feet above the court, which is still just harrowing. And she balances bowls on her lower leg, and then she flips several of them on top of her head, all while on the unicycle.
Wow.
Yeah, she's amazing. And she's done basketball games all over the nation for years and years and years. She did the NBA Finals last month in Oklahoma City. And like we said, I've seen her at she was doing the halftime show at the Kansas Coliseum when the Shockers played there. That was in the early 2000s. So that was more than 20 years ago.
For a while now.
She's been at it a while. So I hope, we all hope she recovers because her halftime act is pretty fantastic. Red Panda, looks like she may have injured her hand falling off her unicycle this week. Yee, that's rough. Tourists are leaving potatoes at the grave of Frederick the Great, perpetuating a German myth. Generations of Germans believe Frederick the Great brought the beloved potato to Germany. The legend, King Frederick II of Prussia wanted his subject to eat potatoes, introduced to Europe in the 1500s from South America. But the people of Prussia, later part of Germany, wouldn't even touch it. So the 18th century monarch tricked him. He placed royal guards and soldiers along the edge of his palace garden, creating the illusion that potatoes were rare and a valuable crop, reserved for the royal family only. But the guards, the guards left every night, went home to bed, and then the locals were able to sneak in and steal the potatoes. Thus, Germany's love affair with the humble potato and Frederick's rebranding, the Potato King, Kartoffel, the potato.
That's good work.
It's all fake. Yeah. It's debunking the royal pain, for the historians, even though archives of royal menus do show the king instead had a penchant basically for Italian food and French wine, and that's what he really was getting at. Supposedly, the king never ate it. This is all made up. Any potato, not boiled, not fried, just King Frederick didn't eat potatoes.
Ah.
So say the historians. But that's not as fun.
It's not.
Fun story.
That is a fun story.
The unexciting truth is that the potato has been cultivated in Germany since the late 1600s. Frederick's great-grandfather introduced it in the Brandenburg area of Prussia, and only because he liked the aesthetics of the leafy greens on the potato.
Oh.
So by the time Frederick the Great was in power in 1740, the potato was grown in gardens throughout Prussia.
That was already there.
Not on a large scale, but they were there. The king did actually issue royal decrees promoting the farming and production of potatoes. His people ignored those decrees. Potatoes did not even become widespread in Germany and even throughout Europe until after the Napoleonic Wars ended in 1815.
Yeah.
So there you go. To this day, visitors to Frederick's summer home in Potsdam outside Berlin leave raw potatoes and paper crowns on his grave. And the palace's gift shops sell potato merchandise, postcards, children books.
Mr. Potato Head.
A $40 apron proclaiming the wearer as the Kartoffelkönig. So, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
So they give into it.
All right.
They used to correct tour guides and visitors, but they just give up. People know what they want to know.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's what's going on in Germany. As the potato takes hold. All right, it is 7:54 with Steve and Ted. Let's take a look at a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems and Boeing have finished up the redesign of a door plug with safety features intended to prevent another blowout, like the one that occurred on the 737 MAX last year. It sent both companies reeling. The new design is awaiting approval from the FAA. Certification process is being expedited, trying to get ready for installation of new airplanes next year. Boeing spokesperson said that the timeline for 2026 is an estimate because the redesign does require approval from the FAA. After the green light comes, it'll be installed on all new 737-9 MAX planes in the factory. Boeing will also issue a service bulletin to call for the design's retrofitting on all 737-9 MAX planes in service all over the world. Door plug panel seals off an opening in the fuselage of an airplane manufactured as an optional emergency exit. Upon purchasing a plane from the manufacturer, airlines do have the option of adding more emergency exits or closing them off with a door plug, depending on passenger volumes. That is a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. We'll have another local business update 1 hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
From now, it's 7:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we get ready for a big 8 o'clock hour on the way, and the 8 o'clock hour, of course, does include entertainment news in the blur.
That's right. We got a lot of birthdays and anniversaries in the entertainment world on July 3rd that we're going to talk about. Plus, a movie studio is going up for sale. Tell you all about that coming up on the blur.
Very good. Of course, your Wichita business, weather, traffic, news, it's all coming your way, and sports in the 8 o'clock hour here on Thursday, July 3rd. Don't miss another second of our show, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.